The Israel Report with Rolien Marks.
Rolien Marks, I've already got withdrawal symptoms because I believe we're not talking to you Monday, Tuesday next week, right?
You're not. I'm gallivanting around the country as part of WHTSO's 100th year. We have our big EGM, big enlarged general meeting. So I also have withdrawal symptoms from you.
Okay. Very good to hear that you, that was the right answer. That's what I wanted to hear. Rolien, my phone is connected to some funny line. So I don't know if things have changed since this morning. But are we going to be talking about Hamas strikes in Gaza? Does that actually make sense? Did we get that right?
You know what? I probably sent that to you before I had a cup of coffee, but okay. The IDF has struck Hamas targets in the Gaza Strip, including a naval commander. And this is in response to the 4 rockets that were fired from the Strip into Israel yesterday. 2 were intercepted by Iron Dome systems and 2 fell in open fields. However, this is not the only heating up on the border that we are seeing coming from the Gaza Strip. In the last hour or so, 2 incendiary device balloons have been spotted and shot down. And if you haven't been following the Israeli news, you will know that the IDF have a new mechanism using a laser, which should be able to take out these incendiary devices as well as mortars. Mortar shells are particularly problematic because they don't come in as high as rockets, which allows the Iron Dome to intercept them, but they come in much lower, and thank goodness we now have this laser. But sappers are on the scene, and they have taken out these balloons that are coming over. And, you know, this comes at a time where we are all particularly sensitive and particularly hurt by what we see, the damage being done by fires around the world, particularly in Australia. This time last year, Israel went through its own fires because of these incendiary devices, balloons, kites. In some cases, they were sending falcons, birds with Molotov cocktails attached to it. So it's something that we are very, very cautious of, very, very sensitive to. We have taken Hamas to the International Criminal Court because of these kind of acts of terror. And if you've been down to the south, if you've spoken to the people in the south, the amount of very, very important agricultural land as well as nature reserves that has been destroyed because of fires, because of arson, terror is quite extraordinary. And of course, the massive impact that it has on fauna and flora as well as the economy of the south. This is where many of our farms are situated.
And Rolien, do we know why now? I mean, what's the reason for this? Israeli elections, perhaps?
I think it's several things. I think they want to take advantage of this election period. They think that the government is distracted. I think there's probably internecine issues in the Gaza Strip, and it's one organization flexing its muscles over another. Yeah. It's also due to the fact that they've decided to only roll out the riots on our borders on what they call special occasions, but they want to send a message to Israel that they haven't given up. And I think it's also got to do with Soleimani's assassination. I think that's Hamas trying to flex their muscles with us, saying don't forget that we have big brother Iran behind us, and if something happens from your ally to Iran, something will happen from Iran's ally to you.
Okay. And Rolien, apparently more countries taking a stand against BDS. What's the backstory?
Okay, so we have 2 laws that have been signed or in the process of being signed into legislation. The first is in the U.S. House of Representatives, a law which has been introduced by Republican Lee Zeldin from New York. He's introduced the Israel Anti-Boycott Act, which would expand on the 1979 Export Administration Act, which prohibits any boycotts or requests for boycotts imposed by international international governmental organizations against Israel. So this goes to show just how far back the motivation or the intention of boycotting or isolating Israel goes. So effectively, once this bill is signed in, and it does have 59 co-sponsors, including one Democrat, Tom Suozzi, also of New York, this bill effectively says that legislation would not only reinforce Congress's opposition to the BDS movement, take that, Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, but protects American companies from being forced to provide information to international organizations that peddle this hateful movement. This is very key language, hateful movement, and holds those who attempt to violate that protection accountable. And this comes just after yesterday's signing into law in South Dakota that they will not allow for boycotts. And in Spain, a Spanish court has ruled, and this is the city council of Santa Cruz de Bazana. This is very close to Madrid. The Spanish court has ruled against a boycott agreement that targets companies with ties to Israel. So any of these companies that wants to boycott any Spanish company that wants to do business with Israel or boycott Israel, this has been labeled discriminatory, and the court has said that it won't be tolerated. And this is quite extraordinary because the city hall where this legislation has been passed is in Spain's northern Cantabria region, and they adopted the space free of Israeli apartheid pledge.
Oh, really?
And this has been deemed a discriminatory and will not be tolerated anymore. So I think slowly but surely, many countries, whether it's on a state level, a federal level, are waking up to the fact that BDS, with their absolute obsession with Israel at the expense of other conflicts, and with their end game, which is an end to the state of Israel, as they say, from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. That means something. Words have meaning, as we know. Countries are waking up to the fact that this is absolutely unacceptable and will not be allowed.
Another story you have for us is one about an Israeli model apparently discriminated against. In what way? What's the story?
Well, it looks like, sadly, that anti-Semitism is pervasive everywhere, including now the fashion industry. And when this story broke this morning, it also brought my attention to another story where somebody else was discriminated, and I'll get to that in a second. But Abel Kainan, she's an Israeli model, a runway model. She had a gig which was organized for her at Paris Fashion Week, which starts on January the 20th. So ladies who aren't at Paris Fashion Week, they're obviously in Israel for the week, so EGM. And she was scheduled to walk in the show that Maison Rabbi Karouz, he's a Lebanese born French designer. He apparently heard that she's Israeli, that she lives in Tel Aviv, and promptly cancelled her invitation to walk in his show. I mean, it sounds, you know, Simon, that I'm so au fait with, you know, fashion, which I do have to say I do love.
Yes.
But in all seriousness, she said, you know, she received an email from her agency telling her that the client is Lebanese and isn't interested in having me take part in the show because I live in Tel Aviv, Israel. That's literally what the email said, she says. She said that, you know, she cried after a hearing of the cancellation, which made her angry. She says, but she's not going to let it get to her. And it also brought to our attention that another Lebanese designer took a lot of flack for telling a certain Wonder Woman, Gal Gadot, who wore one of his designs, I think, to a premiere or to somewhere. She posted it on Instagram. He commented, he said that she looks absolutely flawless in his dress. And he received a lot of hate mail saying, you know, how could you allow an Israeli to wear one of your designs? You know, you're Lebanese. You should be proud of that. How, you know, basically, how could you? And, you know, it looks like when it comes to anti-Semitism, there doesn't seem to be any safe corner of the world, whether it's in fashion, whether it's, as we see in the entertainment,
I hear you loud and clear, but this is happening in Europe, and in Europe there are laws which prevent discrimination on grounds of ethnicity and sexuality and whatever else it may be. I mean, has this Israeli model indicated that she's going to take this lying down, or is she going to pursue it? Because I'm sure the law's on her side.
Well, the law is definitely on her side. She hasn't said whether or not she would pursue it. I think right now she was just in such a state of shock that all she wanted to do was to bring this to attention. But knowing the organizations that exist in France, I think they would probably advise her to push for some kind of justice.
Settlement, yeah. Rolene Marks, Shabbat Shalom to you. We're going to miss you Monday, Tuesday. We'll only speak to you on Wednesday. Thanks for all your input this week. And always, as always, it's been a pleasure.
I miss you already, Simon.
There you go. There you go. Cheers, Rolene.
Shabbat Shalom. God bless.
Cheers. It's 5:30. David, how about some news headlines?